Everything is inspired by the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is the founder and chair of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Om Agirati Marandasya Ganagana Salaka Chaksurun Miritam Yena Tajmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutare Sayam Rupa Karamayam Dirati Swapananti Kam. Our topic today is times of testing, but before we launch into that, let me share something funny with you. When actress Carol Channing was on the West Coast touring in Hello Dolly, there was an inevitable cocktail party for the press in each city. Carol was a journalist delight because these writers knew that they could ask her almost anything and get a funny, entertaining reply. At one party, a female reporter chirped up, "Miss Channing," she asked, "do you remember the most embarrassing moment of your life?" "Yes, I certainly do," said Carol. Next question. Times of testing. I want to talk to you today about how the best is yet to come. We all face setbacks in life and things we don't understand. And when we go through loss and disappointments, it's easy to get discouraged and think, well, that's the way it's always going to be. But our God, Lord Krishna, is a God of restoration. That doesn't mean to say that He stops every difficulty. It doesn't mean to say that He keeps us from every challenge. But it does mean He promises that He will pay us back for the wrongs. He will restore what was stolen. Devotees pray, Yashaham anugrahami harishe tad dhanam sanayi. My dear Lord, the challenges, the setbacks that I'm facing right now should have been a lot worse according to my sinful activities, but You have minimized them and You're using them to mature me. You haven't removed the hardship. You have allowed me to suffer hardship, but You've mitigated the hardship. And after the hardship's over, if I endure it with a good attitude, You will restore me to even greater honor. In other words, the suffering is a setup. Lord Krishna allowed the difficulty not to make you miserable, but to restore you to greater honor. Krishna never brings you out the same. He makes the enemy pay for bringing that trouble on you. When you're in tough times, you have to remind yourself, this is not the way the story ends. That loneliness, bad break, the anxiety, that's not your permanent destiny. Better is coming. Greater joy, greater strength, greater relationships. That setback in your finances, that client you lost, the unfair childhood, none of that stopped your purpose. Greater opportunities are coming. Greater favor, greater influence. Setbacks, in fact, offer the greatest promise for spiritual growth. When we've been through a time of testing, it gives us confidence that we can handle the next test. The painter, John Sargent, once painted a panel of roses that was highly praised by critics. It was a small picture, but it approached perfection. Although he was offered a high price for this painting on many occasions, Sargent refused to sell it. He considered it his best work, and he's very proud of it. And why would he hold on to it? It was so that whenever he was deeply discouraged and doubtful of his abilities as an artist, he would look at it and remind himself, hey, I painted that. And then his confidence in his ability would come back to him. The enemy, Maya, will whisper in your ear, you don't have what it takes. Maybe you had it once, but now it's gone. What Maya is trying to do is to set you back, make you doubt your God-given abilities, cause you to retreat from your destiny. And when you hear that voice, all you have to do is recall your history, recall all the times the Lord has snatched you from the jaws of defeat and delivered victory into your hands. When you're in doubt, keep this phrase in your mind. Greater is coming. Krishna didn't bring you this far to leave you. He wouldn't have allowed anything if it was going to keep you from your destiny. Remember what he says. These light afflictions are for a moment, but they are working in us an eternal weight of glory. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The trouble is temporary, the glory is permanent. Now the key is don't stay focused on the suffering. Don't dwell in the doubts. Stay focused on the glory that's coming. It may be tough right now. Life has dealt you an unfair hand, but that suffering is not in vain. It's serving a purpose, leading you to greater honor, greater favor, greater victories. I love the attitude of Yudhisthira and his brothers, the Pandavas. Yudhisthira said, Krishna, you've allowed us to suffer much hardship. Now, he could have stopped there and stayed focused on the bad breaks. Krishna, I don't understand it. Why do we get cheated at dice? Why is Duryodhana trying to kill us? Why do we have to go into exile? But instead, Yudhisthira said, in effect, Krishna, we've had a lot of bad breaks. We've gone through much suffering, but we know this, that you will restore us to greater honor. What he was doing was thanking Krishna for greater, even in the middle of the difficulties. And when you're in tough times, you can either talk about how big the problem is, or you can talk about how big your God is. And if you're going to see the greater, you have to do like Yudhisthira. In the middle of the difficulty, start declaring greater is coming. The medical report doesn't look good. While you're taking the chemo, Lord, thank you that greater health is coming. Thank you that the number of my days you'll fulfill. When you're fighting depression, anxiety, fear, don't sit around thinking about how you're never going to get better. No, in the middle of the battle, Father, thank you that greater joy is coming. Thank you that you're pushing back the forces of darkness. Your attitude in the suffering will determine whether you come out with greater or whether you stay stuck where you are. The great sage Maitreya consoled Maharaj Yudhisthira during the 13 years of his exile, quote, as far as you and your brothers are concerned, you are all virtuous and have been born only to fulfill God's purposes. You are great devotees of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and thus cannot be affected by karmic reactions. Your apparent setback will ultimately lead to your everlasting fame and happiness. You will be glorified in the world of men, and at the end of your lives, you will go back to home, back to God. Now, I'm not saying that if you have faith, you'll never have suffering, that if you have faith, you'll never have things that you don't understand. But keep the right perspective. The suffering is not permanent after you have suffered a little while, not your whole life, not the next 20 years. Don't believe those lies that what you're going through now is never going to change. I'll always struggle with the addiction. I'll always have to deal with that illness. You'll always have trouble at work. No, the suffering is not going to last. It did not come to stay. It came to pass. What Krishna started in your life, he's going to finish. But here's the key for you to see greater. You have to go through the suffering. I'd love to tell you that greater comes just by being positive, just by staying in faith, just by going to church. There are certain levels you can reach only by going through some things. In 1972, Prabhupada wrote to one of his disciples, Guru Das. He was living on some land in Vrindavan. Vrindavan is the holy place where Lord Krishna appeared. Our society had been donated some land there. It wasn't very desirable land. It wasn't near the town. It was out of town, in the edge of the jungle. It was a rough, undeveloped, wild area. Animals, thugs, snakes, scorpions, mosquitoes. Guru Das was living out there basically in a temporary structure, trying to get money, trying to get materials, trying to get labor out there, doing what he could to begin the construction of this temple. But it was extremely difficult, potentially frustrating, very, very challenging. So Prabhupada wrote, Now go on and develop the Vrindavan Center with full enthusiasm and do not be discouraged by any temporary setbacks, but always work in the spirit of being completely dependent on Krishna for everything. Don't get stuck in the suffering. Don't live bitter because you have gotten trapped in the jungle with a seemingly impossible task. Don't settle in the depression thinking you've been sidelined. Keep an attitude of faith and go through it. Keep believing when every thought tells you it's never going to change. Keep talking like it's going to happen when nothing is improving. Keep speaking Krishna's favor even when it seems you're wasting your time. Why? The suffering is a test. The suffering is an opportunity to show Krishna that you're not going to get discouraged. You're not going to give up in your dreams. You're not going to lose your passion. That center in Vrindavan was opened in 1974. Today is one of the two or three most popular of the 5,000 temples in Vrindavan. Aside from year-round tourists from all over the world, every November in the holy month of Kartik, more than 7,000 Hare Krishnas from Russia, China, South America celebrate there for the entire month. It is said, after you've suffered a little while, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, will himself restore you, strengthen you, and establish you. Fact is that Krishna's called you to live a victorious life. He's called you to overcome every obstacle. The creator of the universe chose you before you could choose him. The forces that are trying to stop you are no match for Lord Krishna, who has already anointed you, already called you. Prabhupada said, Krishna doesn't like his sincere devotees to suffer or become frustrated or depressed. He will not stand by idly in any such case. So do not fear on that account. Krishna's got some plan for you. Always think in that way, and very soon he will provide everything to your heart's desire. Now do like Yudhisthira. Go through the suffering with a good attitude. If you keep the right perspective, Krishna himself will restore you. That means he won't send the demigods. He won't ask Indra to do it. He won't ask Ganesh to do it. He won't ask Shiva to do it. He himself will turn things around. He personally will suddenly heal, suddenly promote, suddenly deliver. Some of you sitting here this afternoon have passed this test. You've been doing the right thing, suffering with a smile, praising through the pain, worshiping instead of worrying. Get ready. Greater is coming. Krishna is about to do a new thing. Problems that look permanent are about to turn around. Dreams that look too far gone are about to come to pass. The right people, divine connections are chasing you down. Greater is coming. The enemy thought she was pulling you back to keep you there. She didn't realize, like a bow and arrow, the more she pulls you back, the further Krishna is going to launch you upward and with more velocity to higher and higher levels. Maya thought she was hindering you. The truth is that she was helping you. The suffering was a setup. Krishna allowed it so he could launch you to a new level of your destiny. Now, don't be discouraged about what you're going through. You couldn't become who you were created to be without the struggle, without the disappointment, without the brokenness. And we know it's uncomfortable. We know you don't like it. But what you need to do is keep reminding yourself, greater is coming. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Many years ago, an architect planned the walls of the royal palace in Tehran, Iran, be covered with sheets of beautiful mirrors from Paris. But when the shipment of glass arrived from Paris, every mirror had been smashed en route. The entire shipment was destroyed. Seemed like the grand entry could not be completed. Just as the workmen started gathering the broken pieces of glass to throw them into the trash, the architect said, wait a minute, I've got an idea. He then took a hammer and broke some of the larger pieces into tinier pieces. He gathered them up in his hand and he walked over to the entry. He then put some glue on the wall and arranged the tiny pieces. He did this several times until he had an enormous montage of broken mirror pieces. At no point were the mirrors broken alike, and at no point was the angle exact. Today, the royal palace in Tehran is a dazzlingly brilliant display of prisms reflecting light in amazing, wondrous ways. One visitor stood in awe and described the result like this, quote, broken to be more beautiful. When you understand this principle, that every setback is a setup for God to take you further, that the suffering is putting you in position for greater honor, then you won't fall apart when you have a bad break. You won't live bitter because you had an unexpected challenge. You will stay in faith, knowing that the enemy would not be trying to stop you if he didn't know that something amazing was in your future. I heard about this guy that Larry Olson describes in his book, Outdoor Survival Skills. According to the book, this guy had been out of food and water for days. His lips were parched and bleeding. His tongue was swollen. His legs were bruised and his feet were raw. He was scraped from the rocks and the blowing sand had scoured his back and arms. He was insect bitten and tormented by cactus needles. His skin was blistered by the merciless sun. As he crawled over a little rise, he propped himself up on one bleeding elbow, looked across the burning wasteland and said, you know, Lord, a few days like this and I might get discouraged. What was he doing? Instead of complaining, he was thanking God that he was still alive, still on the move. He had a good attitude and knew the art of laughing right in the midst of his troubles. Sometimes you won't be able to find anyone else to encourage you. Your friends are busy. Your priest went back to India. Your church is closed because of the virus. You can't find me on Facebook Live. That's God letting you know that you need to learn to encourage yourself. In these times, you have to dig down deep and say, I'm not going to let this bad break, this disappointment, this injustice steal my joy and sour my life. Krishna, I thank you that you are bigger than this sickness, greater than this depression, and more powerful than this opposition. I know you being for me is more than the world being against me. You have to stir up your praise, stir up your faith, start speaking victory over your life, thanking God that he's fighting your battles, that this too shall pass, that greater is coming. I love an old story about a businessman who was in a strange city. He had an appointment late in the day, but in the meantime, he had some time to kill. Driving around town in his rental car, he passed a Little League baseball game, decided to stop and watch it for a while. He was just standing outside the third base line. When there was a lull in the action, he asked the boy playing third base, what's the score? The boy replied, we're behind 18 to nothing. That's strange, said the man. You don't look discouraged. Why should I be, said the boy. We haven't come up to bat yet. Sometimes the enemy celebrates too soon. He's up 18 to nothing in the first inning. He doesn't realize you were down, but you weren't out. You had a setback, but it was really setting you up. The enemy thought, because of that 18 to nothing lead, that you would be sour, you would get discouraged, you would give up. He thought that that setback would cause you to keep sitting in the ashes, defeated and depressed. He never dreamed you would encourage yourself. He never dreamed when you got knocked down, you get back up again. He never dreamed, instead of complaining, that you would start praising. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The enemy may be celebrating now, but don't worry, your time is coming. Right now, Krishna is arranging things in your favor, lining up the breaks that you need, pushing back the forces of darkness. Things are happening behind the scene that you cannot see. If you'll just keep moving forward in faith, you're going to come into unusual favor, breakthroughs, healing, victories, things that you couldn't make happen on your own. When we understand who we are under God, when we surrender ourselves to his love and trust in his providence, there's healing, there's restoration against all the odds. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Such a healing took place in the life of actress Betty Hutton. One night years ago, Miss Hutton joined the cast of the Broadway production of the musical Annie in New York City. And immediately prior to this time, Miss Hutton had experienced a spiritual awakening and was making a comeback after many years of failure, family breakdown, bankruptcy, and a bout with alcoholism. The program notes for Annie that night at the Alvin Theater contain extensive biographical information about all the members of the cast, all the members, that is, except Betty Hutton. Her biography consisted of only 5 words. But those words spoke to the hearts of everyone in the audience. And when Betty finally appeared on stage, the theater burst into a joyful, spontaneous applause. No one minded that the production was held up for several minutes as she stood in the spotlight, eyes glistening with tears. What were the 5 words Betty Hutton had written? I'm back, thanks to God. And like her, you may feel like you've lost some things. That loved one didn't make it. Seems like they took a part of you with them. You don't have the joy you used to have. Or you've struggled with that addiction so long, you've lost the desire to fight. But I'm here tonight to tell you that Krishna is going to do for you what he's done for many others of faith. One day you're going to say, nothing is missing. Got my dreams back, got my health back, got clean from that addiction, got my children back, got my joy back. And Lord Krishna is not going to bring you out partially where you get most of what you lost. Krishna doesn't do things halfway. He's going to bring you all the way back. You're not going to feel like anything is missing. It was a great victory that Yudhisthira got everything back. But Krishna didn't bring him out the same. Krishna brought Yudhisthira and his brothers out the other side of their troubles with much greater. There is a reward for going through the difficulties with a good attitude. Of course, we'd be grateful if Krishna just brought us back to where we were. However, when you go through challenges in an attitude of faith, with your head held high, knowing that Krishna is fighting your battles, then a reward is coming. You're not just going to come out. You're going to come out better than you were before. We all have unfair things happen. People come against us, rejection, betrayal, sicknesses. It's tempting to get discouraged. God, why did this happen? Why did these people push me out? Why was my daughter born with this illness? Some things we're just never going to understand, quite frankly. We don't need to try and figure out all the whys of life. All that's going to do is frustrate you. The good news is Krishna knows how to work all things for your good. It may not be good initially, but he knows how to turn it around for good in the end. The key is to go through the suffering with the right attitude, knowing that greater is coming. It may not happen on your timetable, but God or Krishna is faithful. He sees you doing the right thing when the wrong thing is happening. Being the bigger person, overlooking the insults. He sees you being your best at work when they're not giving you the credit, when they're passing you over for promotion. Don't be discouraged because your time is coming. You're going to see the hand of God take you to where you could not go on your own. The people that try to push you down, don't worry. Krishna is preparing a table for you in the presence of your enemies. That means they'll see you promoted. They'll see you honored. They'll see you in a position of influence. You've been through the suffering. Now get ready. Greater is coming. Greater health, greater victories, greater breakthroughs, greater freedom. One last story. Victor Hugo opposed Napoleon III and was exiled from his beloved France for 18 years, from 1852 to 1870. During his exile, he lived in the Channel Islands. The experience broke his heart and he was filled with sorrow. Every evening, just at the time of sunset, he would climb a cliff overlooking the small harbor and look broodingly out over the English Channel towards France. Then putting aside his meditation, he would stoop, pick up a pebble, and he would throw it out into the water. It was a simple ritual that he practiced every evening. Children watched him do this day after day. One day, one of the children grew bold and asked Victor Hugo, "Why do you come here to throw those stones?" Victor Hugo smiled gravely and he answered the child, "Not stones, my child, not stones. I am throwing self-pity into the sea." And what was he saying? Even when people dishonor you, even when people exile you, even when people send you to the sidelines, don't despair. Don't have a pity party. If you keep the right attitude, that setback is a setup for a comeback. Krishna knows how to cause you to shine. People may try to discount you. People may try to push you down, but you are not who people say you are. You are who Krishna or God says you are. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna calls you a masterpiece. Mamaivam sa jivaloke, jiva bhuta sanatana. He calls you fearfully and wonderfully made. You have royal blood flowing through your veins. God crowned you with his favor. Yes, there are times you have to suffer in exile. Yes, you have to do the right thing when it's not fair. Yes, you have to work hard when you're not getting the credit. Yes, you have to be good to someone that's not being good to you. But know this, Krishna's keeping the records. When you suffer much, you have a promise. Greater honor is coming. Those who discount you now, one day they'll look up to you. Those who don't give you the time of day now, one day they'll beg for your attention. Lord Krishna knows how to pay you back. When it's difficult, keep this phrase in your spirit, the best is yet to come. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The challenge is not there to stop you, it's there to promote you. You may have lost some things in the past. You think that it could never happen now. Things are too far gone. You have too many enemies. You're too old. The odds are too heavily weighed against you. But that's thinking in the natural. We serve a supernatural God. He can take you from the back to the front, from the top to the bottom. The more the situation seems hopeless, the more people have written you off, the more likely God is to show his power by turning things around in your favor. Yes, he will bring darkness, but that darkness will be followed by the dawn. Yes, he'll bring ashes, but after the ashes comes the beauty. Now, do your part. Honor the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Mystic. Get excited. Get ready. The best is yet to come. This is a new day. Things are shifting in your favor. Krishna is saying to you what he said to Yudhisthira. You're going to get everything back. Your health is coming. Your dreams are coming. Your children, your finances, your joy. All the desires of your heart are coming fully and abundantly. Nothing is going to be missing in this life. And in the next life, you go back to home, back to God. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.